So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic for me.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
First time talking with Scotty on the mic.
I know, right? It's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
It's weird because, like, I do this every week now. And the first time we did this with a Justin, like you remember, was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And me, Jared, and Stan sat here, and we were so embarrassed talking on the mic for the first time. I bought all this equipment on eBay, some of it on Amazon, and I get it all here, and we get it all set up. We don't know what we're doing. The first episode sounded so bad. It was funny, the content.
Yeah.
But we sounded like we were echoing.
It was raw.
It was so bad. I didn't know how to edit anything. We were using free software. And then within about 20 or 30 episodes, we kind of had a real funny show with a good following. And I remember when I tried to do that commercial for you.
Hey, I thought the commercial was pretty good.
It was really good. I thought, like when I listened to it, because I did it by myself here at home and just kind of, I didn't write anything down. And just tried to, I probably butchered half the things.
Maybe just a little bit.
Like,
I definitely appreciated the fact that you did the commercial in the first place.
I appreciate the appreciate. And it's one of those things to where if we're going to have a radio show, what do? You get ads and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you get people to help as you grow to get revenue to make money for a podcast. Well, when you're first learning, what better than to have a family member that has a business that they own for you to kind of work together and network?
Definitely.
And try to share, you know, and me help you.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about my podcast. I mean, you would actually share that to your people.
Right.
Because you want to market your business.
Right.
And we want to market our business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win. And we're not spending any money.
Absolutely.
You know, on that. And so I've been kind of, I wanted to get you on here back then even.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess we just never had time. You're so busy as it is. I mean, your schedule.
You put a lot into it when you open a business for sure.
And you have a family, mm-hmm. and you guys are always vacationing to different parts of Florida.
We
you
don't
know
stop.
What I mean?
We don't stop.
You keep the kids active. Like mm-hmm. my favorite thing is we all like the beach thing. We have to do more of that over the summers, like meeting at the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we have it right here. So we finally got you here.
Yeah.
So now let's like me and Charlie. Okay, I was trying to figure out how I want to start this. Is me and Charlie last week we were talking about stepping up our game as a podcast. So we've just been kind of coming in here recording and kind of doing our thing. It's time to step up our game. And Charlie out of nowhere wrote that thing for you for us to come in here and do a serious commercial for you. And the first take was so bad. Was so funny. Like, we were trying to be serious, but Charlie said something that just you can't say for a commercial to share with other people. The language wasn't there. And it was so funny that we just kept going, but we got the giggles. And we tried to call you to get clarification and maybe turn a commercial into us doing a phone call to you.
Right.
And then us talking to you and then me putting some music in the background, like very lowly. And then making an ad out of it for the podcast, and then that you could take and share on your page and everything.
Me being at Disney World when he called me probably didn't help that at all.
It did not help. But it like for us, we were laughing so much, we weren't going to get anything done really.
Right.
So I was like, okay, Mike, instead of us doing it this way, just come in. We got to do this, and you have a welcome anytime you want. We live close together, man.
Right.
Anytime you want to come in and sit in
come
with
hang
us
out
and
talk
and. Talk about the business or talk about something that's happening or whatever, okay. Even if it's not about the business.
Okay.
You have this opportunity to come on here.
Appreciate it, man.
So, pretty much Mattress Direct Oviedo. I need you to actually tell us what's up with it. Tell us the deal. Tell us what we need to do. Tell us any kind of deals, sales, anything, okay. anything that you specialize in. Just the whole shebang.
So Mattress Director Vito, it's a business that me and my wife started April of 2018.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's kind of scary. We never done anything
huge
like
risk.
This. Absolutely, put all your eggs in one basket type of thing.
It's, I remember when you first called me on it.
Yeah, I was I was calling as many people as I could to get advice.
The exact right thing to do.
See if they had any kind of opinions on what to do, what not to do.
I was very happy you called me to talk about that too. I'm glad I was one of those people.
Yep. But it's been a good thing. It's been fun.
Successful.
No more corporate world. Just,
no more
be your own boss.
Exactly, man. It's you invested into you and your family's happiness and it's paying off right now for you and your family.
And basically what it is, we advertise, via Facebook Marketplace, and Craigslist, did a little bit of, Let It Go.
Oh yeah.
Don't really do too much like that anymore, but it's mainly Facebook Marketplace. We basically put posts out there, let people know what we have, that we sell mattresses and
what's come in.
They have options to come in and check out our showroom. We have a storefront location in Oviedo.
And your pictures are fantastic of your children on the mattresses in different space. Like
try to make it a family atmosphere.
When you guys take those family atmosphere pictures, and when you take the pictures of your customers loading up the mattresses and that little end of the thing, that's a personable touch that not a lot of places do.
Yeah.
And then you're bringing your social media involved. So then they get to see it and share it with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's an organic marketing that's free.
Yeah.
Other than what you pay for your Facebook marketing, getting the ads out and everything.
Yeah.
It's a cheap content to give you an
it's
opportunity.
It's amazing, man. The Facebook Marketplace, I hope they don't start charging for it because it's definitely a good commodity. It's definitely a good thing we can.
Hey, they take our data.
Take advantage of.
They take our data, and use it.
That's a payoff.
The payoff for us is to be able to be ourselves and express ourselves and to share. I wanted positive things like that, like the way you do it with your business and the kids.
Elisa
kills it.
Give her that credit because she
kills.
She's
it.
The one that posts on her on our actual
it's
Mattress Director Vito
dude.
Page
really
on Facebook.
Good. Yep.
I deliver all the mattresses, adjustable bases. I take pictures every time just to kind of be able to market that and show people what it looks like, the finished product once it's all delivered and set up. But yeah, it's basically that's what it is. We advertise it. People come in.
I keep saying it's by appointment and I'm wrong. office hours, right?
It's kind of evolved a little bit.
Okay.
Like we have a book where we have Monday through Saturday and we don't do it so much anymore. We would actually make appointments.
Okay.
So
I was right initially, but
initially,
you guys are
it was never it was never by appointment only. I never wanted to use that word only because that kind of like takes some of the people come see that and they don't want to deal with it.
You want to be as diversified as you can.
They
want
to be able to come on their own terms, which I'm cool with.
Exactly.
There would be certain times where we'd have like 3-4 families in at a time, like on a Saturday.
And that sucks.
It can suck. I think that jobs that I had previous to this kind of helped me, mold me into somebody that can kind of multitask with different people at the same time. Aaron's, I worked for a company called Aaron's Rent-Owned.
Yeah.
It was a big showroom, so it'd definitely be a lot of different people in there at the same time, and you had to make sure you prioritize where to be and how to handle them and to make sure you don't lose their interest, but also...
Because when someone's walking around and someone doesn't come up to help them,
what
do you
do?
You get frustrated, and it creates a stressful environment right off the bat.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you got to basically just kind of keep their attention. Make sure you're letting them know that you definitely didn't forget about them.
Yep.
And you try to answer as many questions. Now, a lot of times, Elisa is there with me.
Yeah.
We have this thing going where, if there's more than one person in there or more than one couple, she'll take one, I'll take one.
Bad cop stuff?
And then also, exactly. Well, not quite.
I know. I'm joking.
No, but it definitely helps for sure.
Yeah.
And then even sometimes I'll have deliveries and she'll hold on the fort, and she'll get... I'll be on a delivery and I'll get an email pop up and we had a sale and You know, she holds it down and does a good job too.
I can't wait for one of your kids to have their first sale.
Well, I mean, it's Emma. When Emma's there, she's actually done commercials. If you go on our Facebook page, yeah, you know,
it's
she's
so
done,
good.
And it's you know, she improvises too. She doesn't have a script.
That's so good.
She's going to be a salesperson.
That's great.
Yeah.
You could have her do your videos. Like, you could do little videos of her and use them and like make her do her do it. And it's fun for her.
Yeah.
And it's a family thing that you're doing together.
She enjoys it.
And it's a memory that you guys will have forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Actually, I think all three of the girls enjoy being in front of the camera and doing that type of thing.
You have other places that have used your images of your family for their mattress.
It's funny
places.
That you say that. I actually went to one of them today just to kind of see if they were still, and yes, they are still using our pictures. Now, if I saw pictures of my kids, and they used to use our pictures, images of our kids on their, like, their video.
That's a line.
Their video. And yeah, Elisa, like, I didn't like it, but she went all, you know, you don't mess with her on that kind of thing.
Yeah, man.
So they, let's put it this way, they took him down pretty much right away.
you gotta have an enforcer, man.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. But like, I've known you obviously my whole life, and to see you, do what you do and grow, it's inspiring. It makes me even like me doing this podcast and actually talking and putting up for, you know, right now, just a few hundred people to hear, but, you know, eventually, you know, the goal is to widen that market.
Absolutely.
And to have the confidence to do it and throw that content up there, and to have friends come in and we all sit there and judge each other on every negative thing you could think about and joke around.
Right.
You inspire, like, and people like you inspire, you know, us to want to do things like that.
I appreciate
it. Because we work
that,
for, you know, I work for a small family business, and I love it. And I don't want to change that in any way, shape, or form. But to have this and the network with this and use this, I could even podcast for, you know, my business as time goes. And we're talking about doing that. So there's so many opportunities and things. And so for us to work together and network and share, and us to use this platform, and you have your platform.
I think it's great that you guys do the podcast. I think it's a great thing.
We have it's a hobby, and it's a fun, good hobby, and we can get a lot of people involved in. We banter with each other, but we keep the topics lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
And so it's a perfect match, man.
Good stuff.
We have our family. We have our kids do our show with us.
Nice.
Like, they did their Christmas list on Christmas.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool, man. And I appreciate you coming and doing this with us. Like, what else? Is there anything you can add? You know, like, just spitball it, man.
Yeah, basically what we're all about. I didn't really get into this.
Yeah.
We don't have the big name brands that you'll see at the other places, like the big, you know, the big box stores, like Serta, Sealy, Simmons, Sleep Number. You know, we don't do any of that.
Yep.
We just use a manufacturer right out of Tampa, Florida. It's Sleep Solutions. They do Jameson. Basically, it's the same quality stuff. I mean, they got 10-year full warranty, non-paraded warranty.
Wow.
So if you have something go wrong with it, defect, body impressions, anything like that, it's completely replaceable.
Just like the other mattress places.
Just like
are.
The other places, but you're looking at, you know, at least half the price, if not more, that you're spending on it.
And with a lot of these companies, they may actually make like the same mattresses in the same facilities, and then they just put different, like, just like Publix when they get different things. I'm just assuming here, I'm spitballing.
Right.
Am I right when I say
I'm
that?
I'm sure they do that. I mean, I will say I did visit the plant that makes the mattresses that we use.
There you go.
And it's
that's so important,
you know,
to do.
They don't have Sealy, Serta, or Simmons in there, but
okay.
It's pretty cool though. We were actually in there because we had a couple new mattresses come out recently. Well, we wanted to go check them out. They invited us over to the plant over in Tampa, and we went in the back room where they're making everything, right?
Okay.
And it's a little more involved than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like the machines making all the mattresses, basically, and then putting them in plastic and everything. But there's actually people stitching these things together, like putting the borders on. It takes so there's a lot of skill involved, and a lot of work goes into it, more than I thought there was. So it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, man. And you're getting a lot of, I'm just, from my perspective, seeing all the feedback that I see you get. And I have friends, we had Jared bought your mattresses.
Yeah.
And everybody speaks very highly of them. You know what I mean?
It's good quality stuff, man.
Very highly.
I've had very, very few warranty issues. I mean, I know we've only been there coming up on 2 years. But very few warranty issues. And that's the way I am. If there's going to be any kind of problem with anything, I'm going to take care of it. You'll see in the reviews. I don't think people really talk about if there was a problem, but they're very happy when you do take care of the issue, if there is any issue at all.
The one thing that I can speak of for sure is on you and how you handle things is you're a perfectionist and you like things to be done a good, right, proper, and respectful way.
Yeah.
So you changing from one supplier to another and doing the things
for a better quality mattress.
Like, what does a chef do? He goes to the farm and sees where his product is being produced.
Yeah.
You went to where your stuff is being produced.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have that relationship. So it's a different buying experience, and it should be more comfortable and for a customer to know those kind of things.
I mean,
it's so easy just to order online some mattresses, get it shipped to you, you don't see or talk to anybody. Yeah. Who knows what they are, and you send them out to some customer, and then they're not happy.
Exactly.
You know,
the way I look at things is, you know, your customer's perspective on something they bought from you is huge.
Oh, it is.
So you have to take care of your customer, especially with a small family-owned business like ours.
Yep.
You're going off word of mouth.
Word travels very fast.
You know, you don't have any ads on the commercials on the regular airwaves or anything like that. You know,
we got to do that. You know, right?
We should. We should.
You know what my idea? Like, you pay too much. Like,
oh my gosh,
we grew up.
There's got to be something we can find that catches on like that, right?
Family Automart. I'll see you here. Like,
I'm sure they made a killing.
And
right?
You do a bunch of cartwheels in front of your place.
That guy doing cartwheels. Yeah.
Well, you're not fat or anything, but you could. I can't do cartwheels, so I can't do that for you. We could find a fat cartwheel guy for you, but
hey, if you find something that's gonna catch on, like one of those two catchphrases,
but don't let me know. Like, me and Charlie, our catchphrases are not proper for it yet.
Keep it a little maybe we need a PG-13.
Exactly.
Then maybe we can come up with something.
We had so much fun trying.
Hey,
to
I laughed.
That,
I laughed. Scott showed me it, but it was.
It's not commercial worthy or ad worthy for a business, right. But it was hilarious.
Amongst and, friends.
And that's what the podcast is all about. And that's what makes even marketing on a podcast so appealing to a lot of companies. Because you have so many rules through TV and through radio waves for getting things through the approved.
Right.
When you listen to Joe Rogan and you listen to all these people that are selling, like Joe Rogan sells mattresses.
Does he?
You know, it's a sleep. It's one of those online shit mattresses. It's not that one. I don't think he does mattresses. I think it's other people, but that are with him. But they sell them online. They have them shipped and everything. And they advertise through podcast podcasting is the market share of podcasting. People like Joe Rogan have more pull than like Dave Letterman had and Jay Leno. More people listen to him through his podcast than watch TV. Because you can do it in your cars, you can do it anywhere. That's the perfect place to market your companies.
It's a new thing, and I think it's growing, right?
So big time. It's going to be in vehicles. Here in the next few years, you're going to have vehicles that have podcast stations. Like, we're on Spotify, we're on Google Play, we're on Stitcher, like all the big things, we're on them. iTunes, everything.
Nice.
And you have to be, because you never know when a car manufacturer like is going to do that. And then if people start picking up your show, you got so many people.
Could be tapping into something good.
Exactly.
There.
So the sky's the limit, I feel like, in the future of podcasting.
One more thing. So, basically what we offer, just want to kind of tell you what we have. Mm-hmm. Obviously mattresses, they've got innerspring hybrids, which is kind of the new thing with the springs, the individually applicable springs.
Okay.
And the memory foam. The main reason why they started making those is because they can go on an adjustable base. And
okay.
And adjust
yeah.
It.
Okay.
So we do a lot. We've been doing that too with the adjustable bases. We have four different options
and
with adjustable bases.
The adjustable bases, mm-hmm. What makes them so good? Like, what are all the benefits to them?
Let me tell you. So basically, if you have any kind of back issues, if you have any kind of joint problems, if you have restless leg syndrome like I have.
Yep.
It kind of lets the blood flow to them if you like raise your feet up a little bit. They got zero gravity, which is it's like the most optimal position you can be in to kind of take the pressure off your back and your joints and stuff.
For sure, man.
For me, I tell people this story because me and my wife, Elisa, bought a king-size mattress with just a basic, box spring and frame setup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've been together for 7 years, almost 8 years.
Yeah.
We never had a TV in the room, but we decided for whatever reason, we decided to put a TV in the room, and then it just made sense to kind of transition to the from the box spring and bring the adjustable base in.
Yeah.
So we can kind of bring the head up and watch TV, the TV, right?
Yeah.
So one night she sleeps, she goes, she falls, you know, as soon as her head hits the pillow, she'll fall asleep, right?
I remember those days.
And there's a magic game. There's a magic game on, and I didn't want, the bed was flat, and I didn't want to wake her up.
Yeah.
So I propped my head up against the headboard.
Yeah.
And the next day, my back was killing me.
Yeah.
So basically, the moral of the story is, if you adjust your head up and watch the game, you'll be, you know, it's going to definitely help you. You're not going to have a
achy
back and a sore neck the next day.
You know how bad I need that? Like, my neck hurts right now because I have a queen size bed in there, and I'm watching TV all the time in there when I go to bed at night, and it takes forever for me to go to sleep.
The thing is, you got to have the correct mattress, though, because you can't just use a regular inner spring mattress because the coils, the springs are all wound together.
Gotcha.
It's one unit, so they're not flexible.
Okay.
With these hybrids, and of course, memory foam is flexible, but with the hybrids, that they're individually wrapped, so they're flexible. Like, if you stand the mattress up, it'll slump over. Like,
oh, wow.
Flexible. It's not like
it's kind of like the ones that people ship, the mattresses that people you see ship, kind of, and compress.
Yeah, you can do that with the hybrids, some hybrids, not all of them.
Yeah.
We actually do have the bed in the bags too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Memory foam.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have pillows, headboards, adjustable bases.
And you deliver and you help.
I do everything myself. We don't have any employees. We buy directly. So that's kind of what we're all about, man.
And that's what's up. And it's awesome. So anything else you want to add to that?
No, I mean, we're at...
We could go forever.
I can tell you where we're at. We're at 950 North Central Avenue, Oviedo.
Yep. Monday through Saturday, right?
Monday through Saturday.
What's the phone number again?
The phone number is 407-349-7053.
Okay.
You know, we always had the phone. It's always available to call us.
Cool. And then, hit you up on Facebook.
Hit us up on Facebook. It's Mattress Direct Oviedo. You know,
yep.
Name of the business. And
perfect.
Check
man.
Us out if you guys need a mattress, adjustable base, pillows, anything you need.
Eventually, like, I know we're not ready yet, but we'll come up with something like on our website. We want to, as we upgrade it, we want to get something to maybe where we can have like a discount code or something for 5% off or 10% off or
absolutely.
We'll work something out down the road to where we can do that. And if you mention us, you get like money off or something like that.
Yeah, whatever makes sense.
And then we all want free hybrid. Mattresses.
They're already ordered for you. He's got to say.
Joe needs an extra one. You know, he needs a couple double springs. Charlie, he's super light now, so he needs like a feather twin. You know, is all he needs for himself.
Oh, is Charlie losing? I want a
California King still, man. Just hook me up.
All right.
Do they have one like a waterbed-ish type too?
Waterbed. I've actually had some people ask for those.
Have you recently? Really?
Yeah, and I think there might be like a one or two manufacturers that
there's
make those.
A market for waterbeds again.
I don't get it, but yeah, I think there might be one.
It was the biggest gimmick. Me and Andre had one, Mike's wife, for years. Like, we got it from my stepdad and loved it.
How'd that work out for you?
We ended up getting rid of it. It never leaked on us, but it had drawers underneath and everything, so it was kind of convenient.
Was
pain
it
pain in the ass to
was
set
it,
up, though.
Was it easy to sleep in? Was it...
I slept very well in there.
Was there anything that you could possibly do in a bed that was hard to do in it? I don't know.
I had no issues with any... ways to do anything on these beds. But anyway, man.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, man. It's been good talking to you.
I think I'm going to use this as a little mini episode like I did for the Usborne books.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anytime I don't have the whole crew in here and we're doing a little one-on-one interview, I want to make it its own thing.
Okay.
So you can then share this because it's a shorter version that's easier for you to share with family and friends too. You know what
Sounds
I mean?
Good.
And get it out there so you could use this as well.
All right, cool. We'll put it on our page.
Yeah, man. I'll find some little music to do for the intro part, and I'll figure out a way to do the outro. It might take me a few days to get it all done.
Okay.
But once I get it all done, I'll make an episode out of it. I'll share it with you first, kind of, and then I'll just pop it up.
Look forward to hearing it.
Cool. Heck yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you coming. It's a Tuesday night. You got to get home. You've already getting text, so Alyssa, he's on his way. It's my fault. I talk way too much, as we already know that. And I got him watching marketing videos on TV. My ex-wife gets here to drop off the kids, and I've got him doing all that stuff too.
It's all for a good cause.
Exactly.
All right, brother. Well, hey, it's good talking to you, cousin.
Yeah, you too, man. And go Magic.
Go Magic.
Fultz, man.
That's the next conversation we'll have. We'll talk about the Magic.
I can't talk about the Magic with Charlie and Joe.
Why?
Because they don't want to. They troll me. They purposely do this. because I want to talk about the magic every episode. I want to have a bit about the magic.
I'm a diehard magic fan, man. I watch every game.
You come in, we're going to talk about the magic together. It's a thing.
Yeah, and we can talk about Shona's sons, too.
We kick their ass, dude. I love...
We sent them on a losing streak, man. They haven't won a game, have they?
I don't think they have. That we have them, or that we have Shona, in our little clique of sports fans on... Me and her on Twitter, uh-huh. And me and you and her on Facebook, and we all share and tag each other on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I love Shona, and doing all the sports stuff, and like it's awesome, man. So... All right, we'll call this done.
Okay.
I appreciate you coming over.
Yeah, man.
And like I said, I'll cut this up a little bit. Some of the banter is still going to be there, and some won't, but we'll make it work.
We'll do it again sometime, too.
Oh, 100%. For sure. We got to do another Magic game soon, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We definitely do. At least one.
You know, I've been so busy. I've been hard past going.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more, singing, you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs, this all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more, singing, you're gonna be alright.
Dude, that shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!